This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could lose funding for solar projects with the end of the Solar for All program. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The federal government awarded Colorado more than $150 million through the Biden-era program. By supporting rooftop and neighborhood-scale solar, Colorado hoped to slash energy bills for roughly 20,000 residents. But now the EPA says it'll end Solar for All for good. Governor Jared Polis blasted the decision Thursday, promising to fight the termination and deliver cost savings for Coloradans. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver's minimum wage will go up next year. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Denver's local minimum wage will go from $18.81 to $19.29 an hour starting January 1st. The minimum wage for tip food and beverage workers will also increase from $15.79 to $16.27 per hour, provided they earn more than $3 in actual tips. Municipal code requires the city to make annual adjustments to the local minimum wage based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners in the Denver-Aurora-Lakewood area. The bump is a 2.56% increase. Last year's increase was slightly more than 2.84%. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Palmer Lake has a new member of its board of trustees. Michael Boyette has worked in water utilities for close to 50 years. During his interview with the board, he said he hasn't made up his mind about a proposed annexation for a new Buc-ee's travel center.
I would be able to participate with an open mind because I don't have all of the facts, but I'm not opposed. I know some of the challenges that face us. We're a small community without a lot of business, and it's hard to afford things that we need.
Two other board members are facing recall elections in September. This is CPR News and KRCC.